A dispute over water is brewing between the United States and Mexico. The two countries signed a treaty back in 1944 to share water from their own sections of the Colorado River in the US and the Rio Grande in Mexico. But Mexico has fallen behind on the deliveries it's expected to make under the terms of the treaty. Yvonne Murray reports from the US-Mexico border.
I'm picking tomatoes.
It's another day above 100 degrees Fahrenheit in southwest Texas. Ralph Loya and his wife Marty have been farming this land for years.
Tomatoes, these cherry tomatoes are to die for.
But things are getting harder.
You know, global warming, you know, we're getting a lot less snowpack, a lot less water up north where we get our irrigation water, our river water from. You know, we just try to get ahead and keep ahead and pray for rain, which we haven't had. We had one good rainstorm here this year so far, and that's it. You know, we used to have, you know, at least half a dozen good storms. It's just not happening anymore.
The same rivers flow through the United States and Mexico. The two countries signed a treaty back in 1944 to share water, but Mexico has fallen behind on its deliveries, angering some farmers and politicians in Texas.
Mexico says they don't have the water to give us. I've actually commissioned studies by drones to fly over their water sources, and it looks like to me they got lots of water impounded.
Sid Miller is the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture.
So they, you know, we need them to pay up. Our two United States senators are drafting legislation to put sanctions against Mexico and force them.
Right, the Rio Grande itself is really suffering ecologically, environmentally.
The Rio Grande marks the international border between the two countries. Decades of development and diversions have taken their toll.
And so now people are fighting for water that really doesn't exist anymore.
Vianney Rueda is with the Global Center for Transboundary Waters.
Also given the mistrust between the two, any type of conservation strategy that Mexico might want to employ in order to secure the water rights of its own citizens might be viewed in a very negative light by Texans farmers that also need that water. So it's an area where really no side is winning.
The last time Mexico tried to send water to the United States, farmers rioted. Mexican conservation campaigners say water agreements need to be renegotiated to reflect today's reality of less rain and hotter weather.
It's not fair, no? It's not fair. I think Mexico government need to push or to pressure US government to...
Ecologist Damian Lopez says water scarcity could drive conflict.
Some people right now are talking about next war between not just Mexico, with United States in more countries. It's going to be for water.
It's a view shared by UN experts who declared water shortages a threat to world peace in a report earlier this year. Here, relations between the US and Mexico are already strained over migration and drug trafficking, and now a water war is brewing.
Yvonne Murray reporting there.